Aloha and Yahweh Skanagaguego. I'm thankful you're well. You're listening to Gyno, my friend. Well, if you're new, let me get you caught up to speed. Gyno is a Seneca word for music or song. It's a weekly feature where I, your host, Brett Mabee, gets to play and feature some incredible music from different indigenous artists from all across this great Turtle Island. And as always, you're cordially invited to enjoy the music and the chat. Today's featured artist comes from the Allegheny Territory of the Seneca Nation. Yes, you heard that right. Justin Woodmansey is my featured guest. We're going to be talking about his band, Elemantra. They were recently signed to Admirable Traits Records. Their brand new album was released September 16th. It's called Only Momentary, and kicking things off is the track you hear right here. Turn it up and sing along with Feel It Float. You're listening to Gyno. The lead single from Elementra's brand new EP, Only Momentary. Welcome back to today's conversation. I'm your host, Brett Mabey, coming to you from the Allegheny Territory and extremely honored to be welcoming a homeboy to the show today, also from the Allegheny Territory of the Wolf Clan. Welcome, Mr. Justin Woodmansey. How are you doing today? Nyawa Skano.
Hi, Brett. Thank you so much for having me on. It's always a pleasure. This is great. It's been going really well. I think better than we thought it would, really. But just happy to be back on the show a third time now, right?
Yeah, that sounds about right. And there are a few differences this time around. We can get more into personnel changes and things like that. Now, for the sake of the new listener and of course, longtime Gyno listeners, let's start with a few introductions. And please, tell us a little bit about yourself as well.
Well, I don't know if I'm the most interesting guy in the world, but...
You're not the Dos Equis guy?
No, I'm not the Dos Equis guy. I prefer Modelo.
Oh, Modelo.
I'm the Modelo guy. But, I grew up on the Allegheny Territory. Wolf Clan, I lived there my whole life until I went to college in Jamestown. And kind of met a lot of people there. Realized I had already been playing in bands at that point. But realized when I got there that, like, wow, I really, really like this music thing, because I got introduced to house shows, in basements and out in Fredonia, which is, just a little bit north of Jamestown, and playing house shows, and not even just playing them, but going to them and seeing the community, this music community that, we were kind of fostering and being a really big part of. It felt like something bigger than yourself.
Yeah.
And something I could connect to, which I couldn't connect musically back in my hometown of Salamaca in the Allegheny Territory, and it kind of was the catalyst to be like, this is what I want to do with my life. I want to play music, and I want to play music on the small stage. I just want to do it for the music itself and for the community. We never once cared about, like, man, we got to play South by Southwest to a million people, blah blah blah. Like, we just wanted to write the music we wanted to hear, and a few people along the way wanted to hear it and liked it too. I mean, that's cool.
When you started Elementra, it was you and your cousin Nick that are, yeah, I guess, yeah, the core of that too. Yeah.
Yeah, it was me and Nick. We're both indigenous from Allegheny Territory, and it was a weird thing because kids our age in the area, it was like, if you liked music, you didn't like what we liked. Because when we started, we were definitely a metal band. We listened to a lot of a lot of stoner doom bands, which is ironic because none of us were stoners, but we just liked that sound. We liked just heavy music. It just felt so different. I don't know if it was like a thing of rebellion, because I got tired of listening to Mustang's Alley and I love Fleetwood Mac, but you just hear the same damn music over and over, and like, my mom will play AC/DC and, Led Zeppelin, the occasional Sabbath. And I'd be like, man, what, like, those riffs are cool. Yeah. Like, they're not just singing about the same tired thing. So I kind of liked that. And I just over time pursued my own music. And then I had a friend, John Red Eye, who came over one time to my house when I was a kid. And he was big into music. And at that point I was young. So, I hadn't branched out yet and found music I like myself. I was just like, I like AC/DC and all these bands because my mom does. That's what I hear. So he came over with his iPod on his iHome. So we're going back to like 2007 or 8 now. Sure. People were still using those. And he starts playing these bands that I had never heard. I never heard music sound like this. It was bands like Soundgarden, Queens of the Stone Age, Alice in Chains, Circus Survive, these bands that are like real ass music.
Yeah.
And they were heavy to me. He played like 4th of July by Soundgarden. I was like, how do you make a guitar sound like that? So I was like, John, what are these bands? And he told me, and I think he ended up burning me a CD of all these different artists. And that was when I kind of realized, like, damn,
yeah,
I've been misled.
An epiphany, like the big bang.
It was, yeah, from that rabbit hole from Soundgarden and Queens of the Stone Age, I delved, kind of, me and Nick, we kind of delved deeper into heavier artists. Sure. Maybe started getting into Tool and Primus and a few other bands, and that's when we started getting into more extreme metal, the High on Fire, Electric Wizard, Leap, Buzzavin, the Melvin. We started getting into that, and then we're like, you know what? This music is pretty damn simple. Like, I could write this. Yeah. We could do that. So we started just kind of writing music, but over time, over years, we gravitated a lot more towards rock, or, we softened up a little bit. And I mean, I still love metal. It's still my first love in music, really. But that's a conversation for another day. I'm working on a death metal band right now.
So nice. Ooh.
Hopefully, get that off the ground pretty soon.
Oh, I had a shiver up my spine with that, and I can't wait to actually pursue that conversation as well. But yeah, you're right. We're actually here to talk about some great new tunes from my homeboys, Elemantra. So we'll come back. We'll pick up the conversation after this first block of music. We'll discuss your move up to Buffalo and what kind of doors that opened up for you. And we'll go from there. But as it is, we're going to get back into our listening. Before our time is up, we're going to be hearing from Black Belt Eagle Scout. Also have one from Yahtzeen featuring Portugal the Man. And in this first block, One Way Sky, Leanne Badassima, A. Simpson. And this one from Elemantra is only momentary. You ought to sing along with this song. It's No Shadow. And you're listening to Gyno.
Oh, associated zeros and ones, shining your crown of neoliberal likes, yelling the loudest in the empty room. We witness too many holes in your hide, the broken skin of a canoe, the tightening of a mind.
Mike Byrne from Ngukuk, Ulusukwut Territory, and you're listening to Gyno.
Repent.
One Way Sky's 2021 Reapin' So, winding down that first block of listening on today's edition of Gyno. Welcome back to the conversation. If you're just now tuning in, I'm your host, Brett Maybe, and I'm joined on the line with Justin Woodmansey, who grew up right down the street practically. And of course, this is a little bit monumental for me. It is the first opportunity that I've had to talk about a new release from a member of the Seneca Nation. So again, congratulations on all your continued success. I'm going to say that a few times throughout the show. I really do hope that the youth in our community are even listening it, because, you know, you provide that hope and that connection from our little territory to the outside world and things like that too. So Justin, welcome back. When we left off, of course, we were talking about the origins of Ella Montra, and that was news for me. I didn't realize you guys started off a little bit more on a metal scene, but of course, clearly, listeners are hearing a more ethereal sound, a dreamy kind of sound, yeah?
Yeah, I think so. We started out metal, and as you can see from, you just played No Shadow, it's quite a far cry from death metal and doom metal and stuff. It's not quite there.
It so doesn't
do. No gloom and doom in that. Well, maybe a little bit lyrically, quite a bit lyrically, but musically, no, it's
sure.
Pretty upbeat. Yeah, we kind of over time, we got more, started getting into more things, started experiencing new bands, even live locally. You'd hear a band and you'd be like, damn, you know, what are they influenced by? And, you know, you'd buy their CD, you know, at a show or something, or back when CDs were a thing, really. And you kind of listen to them too, and you'd be like, you'd be able to pick it apart. You'd be like, oh, you know, these guys, like, I bet you they like Slow Dive, or, you know, I bet you they like My Bloody Valentine or Guided by Voices. And, you know, we were already fans of those bands, but then it's like, man, so there's other bands doing this thing. Like, this is cool. You know, you see a community building. And then I guess over time, we kind of shifted our sound a little bit. You know, I can't even really give you a reason why, because I never stopped loving metal. None of us did. We all still love it. But, I mean, I don't love any genre more than the next. But
well, if
kind of over time, that's what we wanted to do.
If I recall from, like, past conversations as well, I mean, I think your influences start to converge is really where Ella Montra. You start metal, but I mean, you're a huge Prince fan too, and you can hear a lot of those kinds of atmospheric sounds in there too, you know?
100%. Yeah, I grew up hearing a good amount of Prince from my mother, and at the time it was always kind of just like, what is this dude? You know, he's purple, whatever, it's not my thing. And over time, like, I guess a year or two before he passed away, I put on Purple Rain after I had a greater appreciation for music as a whole. And I was like, damn, this dude was amazing.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
The songwriting chops on this guy were just incredible.
Sure.
You know, take the talent, like the showmanship aside. Oh, he's an amazing guitarist, amazing singer. Everybody knows that. But like, as a pure songwriter, the guy was like unmatched for his time. So that's when I started really diving down a rabbit hole and listening to all his stuff. And then he passed away.
Yeah. So. Oh, he's one of the artists I really wish I was able to see live. Bowie was another one. But anyway, that's a conversation for another time, too. All right. So, you know, the convergence of all of these influences really comes together in a fun and unique sound that is Ella Montra. You guys really had a fun DIY approach for a long time, but then you kind of outgrew our little fishbowl here as well. And how long has it been since you made the move up to Buffalo?
Let's see. I went to the university at Buffalo after I had graduated from Jamestown Community College. I started my first semester at 2018. So really, I've been living up here since 2018,
okay,
except for a good like 7-8 month stretch or so in 2020 after, you know, during the whole beginning of the COVID pandemic, where they shut down UB, and unless you were a foreign exchange student, you couldn't stay on campus anymore. So I had to move back down to the Allegheny territory. And I stayed with my grandma, which was probably good for her too, because otherwise she would have been alone, you know?
Sure,
so
sure.
It was a really good time for me, you know, not only family wise, because you get to see, you know, the older you get, the less time you get to spend with your family, especially someone like your grandmother.
Yeah.
You know, you got to cherish all the time you can get with that. So it's nice that way. But musically, this is a music show, so I should tie that in. It was great for me to be able to just like, well, I have schoolwork, but, you know, during COVID, it was like they were just handing out A's basically. So
sure.
he had that going for us. So I didn't have much work to do. I didn't have a job. I was in college, and you move back here, and there's like the world was in shambles. There's, not much to do. So I was just kind of at home. And coincidentally, that's where Only Momentary was mostly written.
Nice.
I had nothing but time on my hands and just kind of did that. But yeah, other than that 7 month stretch, I've been living in Buffalo since 2018 to now.
As we get ready to get back into the music here in a few minutes, let's talk specifically on how this album differs from previous El Mantra releases and how that time in Buffalo has helped to expand your opportunities.
As you said before, we focused a lot on DIY. We did all the recording and mixing. We didn't even really master, but we did all that on our own. And to mixed results, I'm still really, really proud of, especially Foreign Breath, our release from Fleetwood 2016. That was one our first release that we were like, man, like we can do this. Yeah. This is a really good song. It got received very well online. We did a couple small tours for it, and it just was just a really, really good time for
in
all
England
of us.
Too, right?
Yeah, it got a good amount of airplay in England and in New Zealand.
Wow.
There was a lot of we shipped a few CDs out to New Zealand, which was kind of cool. And they bought a shirt. There are a couple shirts and everything. It was just funny that like these kids from Salamanca are, we shipped our shirt with a Gears of War character or whatever on it to all over the world. It was just, to me, it was hilarious. I never would have thought of that. But yeah, Foreign Breath was our first kind of, quote unquote success. And we did it all ourselves. It was completely recorded and produced by ourselves in Salamanca, mostly.
Nice.
And Nick, his mom's garage, which is where we kind of formed and always practiced in the early days. So that was cool. And we did the next couple releases all DIY as well. But the times were changing around us. Back in 2015, 2016, that was the thing bands did. Mm. You recorded yourself, and they were not demos, but there's something above demos.
Yeah.
Not a major
lo-fi
release,
genre.
Yeah, definitely that. And we kind of kept doing that when the methods shifted away from that in the later, 2019, 2018. Mm-hmm. There was more and more bands getting better production value. So then we were kind of not left out, but it was kind of like, man, maybe we should consider inviting somebody else into our music again so they can, get this pristine sound. And we had always been afraid of that because way, way back when, before we were even El Mantra, really, we were just kids playing, music. We'd never really played a gig or nothing, maybe one. And we invited a guy in to record us. It was a recommendation from our drummer at the time. It just sounded like garbage.
Yeah.
Like, the dude was terrible. And the music sucked. And he was, so we're like, we kind of had this really bad taste in our mouth, and we were embarrassed that, like, man, like, this is what we get for inviting somebody in to try to record our sound. Like, we're never doing that again. And we had to pay the dude to sound like garbage. Like, no way.
Yeah.
Never doing that again. So I guess we learned over time that, like, not all producers are awful at what they do. Some are pretty good.
Yeah.
So we kind of learned to accept that and accept help, if you will, that, if you want to push your sound to the next step, you might have to be willing to have somebody else get their hands on your music and see what they bring to the table. And Only Momentary turned out fantastic. I have nothing but good things to say about our producer.
Well, sure. And I can understand your perspective of not wanting it to sound perhaps artificial. Some producers might want to take your sound and fit it into a production style that just doesn't jive. I mean, an overproduced sound, I think, would equally be a disservice to the songs that you're writing. But I think with Only Momentary, you were able to nicely capture the atmosphere while polishing it up with what mastering and mixing and all that, actually does,
Well, thank you. That's exactly what we were trying to go for. We wanted to keep the raw, live feel of our sound, but just exactly what you said, we needed it polished.
Mm.
We needed it just one step further to help stand out. And a lot of it is these streaming services and stuff, it's all algorithmic based, and a lot of it is production based. You could have the best dog in the world, but if it isn't, you know, up to, you know, industry standard sound wise, you know, it's just not going to get heard. It's not going to get put on the playlist. It's not going to get put on rotation, because these playlisters and these radio stations, they have kind of a, like a quality to uphold. They want all their songs to be kind of homogenous. So they want it all to be mastered, you know, at a certain industry standard level and blah, blah, blah. So when you put a song in the rotation that's pretty lo-fi, and not lo-fi in a necessarily cool way, like Guided by Voices or something, where it's just not professional sounding, they're not going to put it up there.
Well, and it makes sense. I mean, nobody would ever try to shoot a documentary on a flip phone. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So there are these things. And again, you know, we've been touching on why, to me, this is such an important conversation, because we do have a little bit of a responsibility. Yeah, we want to inspire people, especially those coming up and whatnot, too. But there's also the reality of the work that's involved with it. And again, you're doing the work. You got signed. This is the first release on the label. We do have a little bit more time to get caught back up. So let's take another break. Let's get back into the tunes. I'm joined on the line with Justin Woodmansey, the main singer-songwriter and lead singer of Elemantra. We're discussing the band's brand new release, Only Momentary. We have some more great listening coming your way. We're going to come right back and wrap things up after hearing one from Black Belt Eagle Scout, Yatsin featuring Portugal the Man, and this one from Only Momentary. Turn it up and sing along with Plastic World. You're listening to Gaina.
Heart bent to and fro as we share a bed.